I had heard through the grapevine, you guys, that you had started a crowdfunding GoFundMe campaign for your dairy farm. Can you maybe just kind of explain why?
Oh, yeah, definitely. With the milk prices down, and we had lost some cattle, and big payment we have on our manure storage.
Where did you guys get the inspiration to go to GoFundMe?
My husband went to some loan officers looking to get a $35,000 loan for animals because we were down in animals and to pay off a little debt. And they told us they were not loaning any money at the present time to dairy farmers because of projected milk futures. A lot of them said, when we asked what we should do, they said walk away. And I told Dale, I said, no, that's not an option. I mean, we have like 6 or 7 years and we're basically, everything is paid. The farm is ours. It's done. It's like, no, we're not walking away. Got to fight. And the GoFundMe, I had kind of been watching it, and I seen there were other farmers on there. I thought, well, why not give it a try? And I asked Dale, and he said no. He said that I don't want other people to know our business. And I'm like, well, if we have to pull a U-Haul up to the house and load up, they're going to know our business. Well, the last one we went to, she said, do what you have to do, and don't worry about what anybody thinks because they're not in your shoes. So that night I asked him once more and he told me no. And my gut said, try it. So I went over to my daughter's house and she helped me. We did it. And then overnight we started getting donations already. And when I woke up in the morning and I seen that and I woke him up and I was crying and Theo said, what's the matter? I told him what I did. I showed him, and he was in disbelief that people were donating already. And no, he wasn't mad at me.
Well, I was just going to ask Dale what his reaction was when you told him the news. Was he as surprised as you?
Yes, I was very surprised. I didn't think that anybody really cared about a dairy farmer because, I mean, so many have gone out in the neighborhood and I just think, well, I figured, well, they don't care. They just want the lowest price of milk in the store. And, you know, who wants to give money to a dairy farmer? Just, you know, let them go out and let the big ones take over. It was my opinion at the time, but I guess GoFundMe and that has proved me wrong. There are a lot of people that care.
Have you guys had a chance to interact with anybody that's made donations and find out what moved them to help you out?
Former dairy farmers, people that were raised on a dairy farm, a lot of donations from, their grandpa or great-grandpa was a dairy farmer, and they just, you know, because they remember when they were a kid, and they want to give money to keep the small farm going. And, you know, if it wasn't for the manure storage and that, because at the time we put that in 2014, and the loan officer at that time told me that the projected basically base price was going to be $19.100 for the base, for the life of the loan, which was going to be 14 years, which I kind of suspected that it wouldn't be, but I didn't think it would get down this far and that would hurt cash flow that much. But you know what the past milk prices have been. So, I mean, last month, class three was $14.10. So
it's really hard to make money when you lose $5 off the price like that.
In this package that just was announced from Trump is like giving us 12 cents a hundred, and we lost like $1.10 just in 1 month. So, you know, that's going to help a lot, right?
Are you guys going to be able to stay on the farm thanks to these donations? Does it help?
Yes. We paid off basically all our credit cards and the feed mill. And right now, and we're going to have a little bit of money to put in savings. And also I've got some money to fix some equipment that needs fixing. So, yeah, I mean, as long as it's projected milk prices keep going like they are, I mean, the indicating $16 for the futures at least, you know, solid right now. If they actually stay there, you know, we should be doing fine.
How does this make you feel about your fellow man when they reach out and help you guys like this?
Wonderful. You know, we've had a few bad comments, you know, get rid of the cows. You know, cow milk is for calves, not for people. I can picture them as they're eating a piece of cheese or something, you know, a pizza, you know, not realizing that cheese is from milk. I mean, there's a lot of people that say, well, why don't you raise your price of milk, you know, so that you make a little profit instead of selling it a lot. You know, there's people that just don't understand the farm economy. Another one said, why don't you just grow crops? well, I have land that's more suitable for grazing.
Was that a pretty small percentage of the comments that you got?
Yes, a negative, yes. Most, 99% was positive.
We've had a lot of wonderful responses and letters and emails and messages on Facebook from donors. Some of them are just, they're not donors, but they're sending us blessings, good wishes. It's just mind-blowing. It's just like, we didn't expect it.
I read so many stories out of New York and Pennsylvania of suicides. And I can see where they're coming from because, you know, I thought, well, you know, if I did something like that, at least they'd be able to keep the farm because I had life insurance. But, you know, I guess I just prayed more and this is where we got.